Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Williams flushed. Williams on the run. There goes Caleb Williams. There goes Caleb Williams. First and goal, Chicago. Williams running. Caleb Williams into the end zone. The Bears have come all the way back and lead with a minute 47 left.
Yeah, I tell you, he looks like a Houdini back there.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody. That is Fox Sports and Ben Johnson. As we continue our grades, this is the midterm time for us. I think being kind is giving them the ninth game as opposed to just doing it after eight with nine to go. So that's how we decided. Just to recap, we've already graded offense, defense, special teams. We graded the head coach, and we gave out our Bear players. So the player who deserves a gold star or somebody who you think deserves to be noted during the season, which means next is our last one, quarterback. We also want to get your calls when we can. 312-644-6767. Everybody chiming in on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore, and on our text line too. So who wants to go first with quarterback? I think it's got to be the guy who covers the Bears when he's not here.
Wow, okay.
Mark Rohde, Bear.
Bear Grody is giving Caleb Williams a B- for his work so far this year with the Chicago Bears. And you look at even the last two games and some of the heroics that he's pulled off. That's part of the elevation, quite frankly, of the grades. The fourth quarter he had against the Giants. The crazy, wacky Cincinnati game where he has three touchdowns, but and the Dallas game. And I know that I'm taking into account, we have to take into account defense for a lot of these teams. The Dallas game was the model for me. 19 of 28, 298, and four TDs. There are just too many games, though. The New Orleans game, 15 of 26, 172 yards. The first game of the season against Minnesota, he was not keeping up with J.J. McCarthy towards the end of that game. And I know that feels like such a long time ago. Too much inconsistency in the first three quarters of the game. And I've been saying it, that is something you can fix, but it's not fixed yet. It's not there yet. He is not yet a complete four-quarter quarterback, and I don't think I'm being too greedy to want that. B- for Caleb Williams.
You know what? I don't argue with what you've said. Oh my grade is slightly different, but it's within reach. It's one step higher. It's a B. Straight up, B flat for Caleb Williams. I think you make some great points, but also I will say this. The reason why it's a B, knowing that he has not gotten to the level where we think he can be, and that is a consistent elite quarterback who shows up quarters one through four. The biggest thing is he has been clutch in the fourth quarter. He has been that guy in the fourth quarter. And when you take into account for Caleb Williams and everybody else, that 70% of NFL games are within one score in the fourth quarter. That's why the fourth quarter does matter more. It is the final stanza. And I think he has taken a huge step forward already in this season, leading the Bears to a 4-1 record in one score games. I think that speaks volumes about not only his future with the team, but really his present and what they're able to accomplish this season working with Ben Johnson in tandem with a special set of weapons and an offensive line that not only is tasked with keeping him upright, but now giving him opportunities to know when and when not to take off.
Well, I thought about percentages here out of 100, and you know what I came up with?
70?
83.
Oh.
Yeah.
83.
Indeed.
That's a B, ladies and gentlemen.
That is a B. Also, not quite lower, you know, not to the point of like 82, 81, or 80, not a B minus, but I give a B, and it's for similar reasons. I think, number one, yes, you avoid sacks. Okay, that puts you in the top relative half of the league in doing so. Now, did you do it at a much better clip than last year? Yeah, but this is based on the past 9 games, as we've talked about. And while I think it's great that he is running out of these sacks in the way he is, and he's trying to get that, I think, priority list in order mentally when you're trying to process each play, there are other things that I think we haven't seen enough of yet. Number one, over the middle throws in the pocket. That is my main, I think, criteria now when it comes to how I look at Caleb Williams. Like, can you do, unfortunately, what we saw Jackson Dart do pretty well in the pocket on Sunday? You know, and I know Caleb Williams is 2 inches shorter than Jackson Dart, but that affects how you're seeing over the middle. So how are you seeing over the middle? You know, I think you go from an A to an A plus when you're the guy who knows how to find the open receiver when you have the first down open on your legs, and then maybe Rome is downfield holding up his hand. Then you go to an A plus. But for me, it's just, what are you doing basic better? Can you climb the pocket? Can you make throws now in structure? I'm really happy that sacks are now being avoided. And I think he still wants to avoid throwing interceptions. That seems to be how he's making decisions. And ultimately, that is a plus as well. I want to see more downfield throws. I can't give you an A, even though the flea flicker, for example, was over 60 yards in the air. I know he's got the arm talent to do it, but why don't we see more of them? Why don't we see more just plain old go routes? You know, so that's something where either it's head coach, it's offensive coaching, or perhaps it's on the quarterback. And I actually think that finding your tight end is part of what we've seen Caleb Williams not do enough of. You know, that's consistent with what happened last year.
Yeah.
So the encouragement in either play design or coaching to be able to do more of that, I think will speak to the progress there as well. And again, I feel like a lot of this comes from in the pocket. One of the things he is doing really well is adjusting under center. I feel like that deserves a lot of credit as well. So I think that that is probably, aside from sacks, his greatest improvement metric that I can tell you.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel. That's where I'm kind of putting my whole thought process together with quarterback.
I think it's interesting that when you look at our grades overall, Grody, of course, is the guy who's doing crazy stuff, talking about the defense deserves a C+.
I'm a strict grader.
Yeah, well, yeah, and the B- was a little crazy as well. But what? Layla, you and I have been within one level of each other in every single one of these metrics.
We spend too much time together, I think. That's what happens when you hang out for 5 hours a day. Yeah. And our group thread is always popping off when we're not together.
Fair. Yeah.
So to recap, here are our grades. On offense, Marshall gave an A-. I gave a B+, and Mark Grody gave a B-. For defense, Marshall gave a C-. Grody ended up giving a C+, and I gave a flat C because I love unhinged blitzes.
A bouncy C.
Yeah, I need more unhinged blitzes out of the secondary. Because I love them. Special teams, everybody gave a D. I'm surprised somebody wanted an F+, and I don't know that that's a grade, but I think it should be. Head coach, Marshall gave an A-. I gave an A-. Mark Grody gave a B+. And then our Bear player, Mark Grody was Roma Dunze, Marshall was Montez Sweat, and I was DeAndre Swift. And then for quarterback, B's across the board, Mark Grody with a B-.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Grody, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
So now we want to know what you think. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Tony in Goal City. Tony, you're on with the score. Or Goal City. I was like, I've never heard of Goal City, but whatever.
No, it's not Goal City. It's Coal City.
Okay, that's downstate. Yeah, that makes a little more sense.
I have driven through your city many a time.
Home of Nick Shepkowski.
That's right. Shout out to Shep.
There you go. Yep. There you go. You got it now. First thing I want to tell you, I love you guys. And 670 is the best all day long. So anyway, with that said.
Thank you.
I'll tell you, I understand everybody how, you know, everybody's used to this. They're all expecting it to fall apart completely. But there's a lot of good things going on, you know. And I agree a lot about what you guys gave, the scores and everything, you know, the B's and the A's and all that. But, you know, you could probably – Cole Kmet, and how can you say anything bad about that guy? If it wasn't for the block that he made, we wouldn't have won that game. You watch that. He turns around. He's seen Caleb coming, and he picked that guy up, and that's why Caleb got through. And DJ Moore, he's killing himself. And, you know, in a doomsday, what are you going to say about that?
Yeah.
You know, everybody's there. I think the really problem with Caleb, though, and he's a scrapper for sure. You know, he'll get in there and he'll do what he has to do when the time comes. But this red zone stuff, and I think the problem is he just can't throw that three-point bucket, you know, over the top and drop it in pass. If he gets somebody open and straight and he can fire the ball, he does a lot better. But he's got to learn how to drop that three-point shot, you know. He can't seem to get that, float it in and drop it on down, you know, and get it over the top of people. And once he figures that out, I think this team's golden.
Tony, thank you so much for your call. I'm glad we went out to Coal City. Sorry about that, Ray. Just and the glare in here is a little much, so sometimes it's a little bit hard to read.
Robbie, let's take care of that glare. Come on over here and bring that up.
No, I think we need it for the lights. So.
Get some shades for her,
if we
please.
Don't have the lights on, yeah. Then it's like, oh, Layla, why are you looking tired? Oh, because, you know, we're in a studio.
Let's go get a little touch-up makeup for Layla. Apparently, she was looking a little tired over here, Robbie.
Do you remember the old-school like makeup person? It was somebody in a cartoon running out with a giant powder puff.
Yeah.
That's real life for me.
Powder puff.
I have a lot of surface area.
People are all fussing over you.
Well,
that's right.
I have a lot of surface area. You got to sometimes powder it up.
I see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you don't want
shiny up top.
You don't want the shine, right?
MAC mattifier. It's this little tube.
Translucent.
Yeah, I know about that.
Translucent.
Too.
The person that represents me was like, "No, here's what you need to do. You need to make sure you get some translucent makeup, and for God's sakes, get a little color in your face."
Wow, yeah. That seems aggressive.
Yeah.
Well, now, I do have a powder puff, but I haven't used it in a while.
Powder puff.
Yeah, powder puff makeup. All right, let's now go to Keith in Shorewood. Keith, you're on with Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. What's your grades?
Hello, Phil. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good. How are you?
We're sick.
Hey, Layla, real quick on the men comment that you had made earlier in the other segment. If you remember this time last year, there was a certain person who provided chocolates in Kenosha as a thank you for your professionalism and how great of a broadcaster you are. So I have a great appreciation for your show and all you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, and I believe you also gave us Kringle, if I recall.
That would be true, too.
Oh, thanks for that.
You're welcome. So grade-wise, based off that last call, which was a great call, and what you guys have been talking in this segment, I would submit that Caleb is the Bears' offense. And as he goes, they go, because his performance dictates how well the other players in that offense play. And I would say B is my grade for their offense, and it would be for Caleb for pretty much – all the reasons you just mentioned. I don't know that I care so much about over the middle as I care about his ability. And you made a comment about can they do. I would submit as are they able to. And that is if the offensive line is able to block in some of those earlier games this year when he's not running for his life, he's probably performing better in some of those performances, even those early on games, the Minnesota game. He's probably throwing the ball a lot better in that game because he was running for his life in that game. So I think overall what needs to happen is the support needs to be there for him. And then, you know, he's going to take that next step. At least that's what I hope. The other grades, I'm right on with you with the defense and with the special teams. I don't I have no qualms about how you guys graded it. I thought that was pretty good. So and I love Ben Johnson. I thought, as you did, Layla, that they should have ran the ball right down their throats last week. And I don't know why that didn't happen early to set up the time of possession and some of the stuff that they didn't do. So I hope he does recognize that in future games, because the grades that you're going to be doing for the end of the season are going to be much – it's going to be interesting to see how you're going to be able to grade the second half against the first half, because I would submit the second half is going to be a much tougher period for this team, and it'll dictate if they've really grown or not. We're about to find out.
Yep, no doubt. It's about to go down. It is. It really is.
It is. Yeah. Keith, thank you so much for your call. And yeah, the Kringle he brought us last year was top notch.
What is Kringle again?
It was that Danish bakery. You know, the one up in Racine?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. The little like pastry that looks like an oval, like a large donut flattened. Kringle's awesome. They have it at Trader Joe's.
Okay. I was thinking of the Kris Kringle Mart, which should be opening soon, right?
Yeah, Kris Kringle Market is back at Wrigley, too, I believe.
I walk past it every day, and the stuff is in there. They just haven't opened it up yet.
Guys, we need a team outing. Let's get some hot chocolate at the Kris Kringle Market.
I'm good on that. You guys have fun.
What?
I don't like just waiting out in the cold to
friendship. What?
It can be friendship.
We'll be in the cold together.
I'll meet y'all after indoors somewhere. How about that?
How about we buy you a pair of earmuffs, and you're good to go?
It's not...
It's like one of the first things I did when I moved here.
Earmuffs?
Kris Kringle Market. I had the earmuffs. Oh.
I worked next door to that. It's fine. I went the one time. I was like, okay.
Yeah. It's a good date place, is what it is, Mars. You get one of your ladies.
You know who's not going on dates?
Oh, that's
this
right.
Guy.
What's up with that, by the way? Why do you keep saying that? That you just like not taking
any... I'm locked
any,
in. I got stuff to do.
No
I got
newcomers stuff to do. At this point?
I'm like, dedicated to this show right here. Okay. This is my main piece. All right. And then, you know, I got side pieces, too.
It's just a little worried
that,
about
that
you.
We're just
catch
talking
me
about
in Mount
work.
Carmel.
Can't relate.
Yeah. Who can relate?
But you told me it's cuffing season.
Lincoln Way East, Mount Carmel.
I don't understand.
WCIU, 4 p.m.
He's just
going to
keep
yourself.
Yelling teams this while is... I point out that I learned that term from him. I learned it from you.
Well,
don't be such a careerist, man. You're missing out on the good stuff.
Look, I'll cuff when it's time to cuff. If I happen upon something, but we're not out here searching.
You're not going to turn it down, though.
Yeah,
something
no one's
nice
thirsty
comes along.
In here.
I got you. I'm kind of like that right now, too,
exactly.
To be honest
I'm
with you.
I'm locked in. It's bear season. Yeah. They're 6-3.
I haven't dated for years. I'm pretty happy with
their situation. They're 6-3.
Right.
Live in the moment.
Come on. I'm 50 and I'm single. Like, I am very patient. Like, whatever.
So I'm going to the Kris Kringle Market is pretty much what I've decided in this conversation. Tony and Joliet, what are your grades? You're on with Rahimi Harris and Grody.
Hey, Layla, before the grade, real quick, Kris Kringle Market, they have a sandwich there called the raclette sandwich. Are you familiar?
Right, yeah. The cheese. It's like all over Instagram.
You can
stuff.
Smell it from miles away.
I don't know about this. Do tell.
It's
say more.
Crazy. Like, it heats up underneath and they scoop it onto the bread. But either way, okay.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. Thank you for the info.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a chef, too, so I get it. But as far as the grade, and then I got a point about the call, their call that you had previous to the break.
Sure.
Grade is a C. And I think a C for me, grade in Caleb, is his potential is so high, I'm grading him on a curve. Because in a couple years, he's an A every week. You know, I just think he's going to be that dude. So a C with potential. And as far as the call, I totally agreed with Grody listening to that guy. A lot of people would listen to like, man, this guy's kind of crazy saying Ben Johnson never got out coached, always got out coached when the guy last week got fired. I mean, come on, it's a joke.
Yeah.
But when you're that into Chicago sports and we've suffered so much, it just took a little better articulation from that man to say, hey, we need a heck of a lot more because we dealt with the Nagys and we dealt with the other coaches and the problems. But I just have to reiterate this guy. You have to understand what you're seeing now, guys. You have to. Chicago fans, please. Caleb is special, special. Ben Johnson is special, special. They're not Nagy. They sure as hell aren't Eberflus. And, hey, go raclette sandwich. Go Bears. And let's, Chicago fans, let's keep it positive because it's going to be positive. Love you guys.
The anti-jaded.
Love you, Tony.
Tony. Also,
and with sandwich recommendations.
No, the raclette is the truth. I've had the raclette.
I have not heard of this sandwich.
What?
It smells sorry.
That's why y'all need to go.
I guess
and
you're
I
right.
I don't need to go because I've done the thing. Because
you're going to be out someday.
I'm gonna find a date. I'm going to take a date. That's going to be my challenge to me.
Oh, God. This is going to be an always sunny episode.
Yeah.
Do we all get a date to go to the Kris Kringle Market?
You guys can go on a double date.
What about it? What about it?
I like that. Double date for you guys.
Right.
God help the individuals that we have just pulled into this mess.
I love it.
This is a bad episode of It's Always Sunny waiting to happen. And
Robbie,
not an entertaining one.
Robbie,
a bad one.
Are you single, Robbie?
Yes, I am.
You are? Ray?
No.
I'm not single. I have a girlfriend.
I got a girl.
Of course, Ray has a girlfriend. He's all responsible.
I thought you were
going
to ask me to walk behind you all the time just taking notes during this Christmas market.
Robbie just walking around with a notepad.
This is 100% a bad It's Always Sunny episode. Who else do we want to bring into it?
Russ?
Hold on. 815. Why does Maxwell hate Christmas? I don't hate Christmas.
No, that's what happens when you diss the Chris Kendall market. Chaos.
I love Christmas. And also, 847, cuffing. What's another thing I don't know about? It's cuffing season. It gets cold outside. People want to put the handcuffs on, and you're cuffed up with someone else through the winter to keep, help keep
that's
it.
Hot.
I feel like this is a good opportunity to teach everybody some Spanish. What is the word for spouse in Spanish?
Esposa.
Esposa, yeah.
Which means...
You got it. Look
which
at you.
Literally means...
I know Espanol. Come
on. Doesn't it literally mean shackle?
Oh, you know what? I never even thought about that. Yeah. You're right about that.
Shackle, ball and chain, all of it.
Right, see? The ball and chain.
Then you come up with more metaphors, which we love on this show when you learn foreign languages. And I just learned about a raclette sandwich. I love
Grody.
It all.
Grody, I'm impressed, Grody. You knew.
And... Esposa.
There
See?
You go.
I got you.
All right. So now we're going to, these poor individuals, we're going to think that one through. Coming up next, though, I can't believe this.
It is a
Rex
Hallmark Christmas
Grossman,
movie.
Yeah. Rex Grossman, the former
Ranji.
Bears quarterback, is going to join us next here on Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.